Funny you should say that you feel like you're at a concert. We might be looking at something just like that.
Ah.
Do you know who this guy is?
Yeah, that's Ed Sullivan.
That's Ed Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
Here are four of the nicest jumpers we've ever had on our stage.
Oh my gosh, the Beatles. And I remember that too. Yeah, I remember that. My mom sat us all down in front of our black and white TV to watch them. She did. I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth.
Okay, hold on. We're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. Let me introduce myself and introduce you. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Juan Things. If this is your first time listening, I'm your host, John Michael. And I have with me today my wonderful mother-in-law, Miss Christine. How are you today, Miss Christine?
Hey, I'm doing well today. Thank you for asking.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear it. Tell everybody what we just saw on the TV.
Actually, we saw the Ed Sullivan Show. He had the Beatles for the first time, and they sang a song. And I remember that because when they first came on, my mom set us all down on the floor, and we were watching them on a black and white TV.
I don't know if you remember, we went to go pick up the car from the mechanic one day, and you were telling me that you got to see them live on TV for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, I didn't know you had saw that. So
yeah.
Take me back to that time. You said you guys had a black and white TV. How big was it? 55 inches, 65 inches?
Oh, no, it was not. I want to say probably no bigger than 30 or less. And it stood on a pedestal, and it was black and white, and the color of the TV was black.
Who watched TV more in your family? Did you kids get to watch it, or did your dad take over it?
No. Anytime we were going to watch it, my mom would pick the whatever we were going to watch, and we all sat down as a family, because back in the day, you only had one TV to watch. It wasn't like it is now, where everybody has a TV in their room.
That's right. Your TV, I'm assuming, was in your living room?
Yes, in the living room.
And then who all got to watch it with you that day? Was it?
Actually, it was my mom, my dad, my brother, and my sister.
Okay.
And I don't remember. No, my little brother wasn't born yet because he was born in 1966.
What year was this that the Beatles first showed on television?
1964. Because I see it on the screen.
Oh.
So that was a treat because everybody was really wanting to see them for the first time.
I wasn't around whenever Ed Sullivan was on TV. Did he do stuff like that often?
Yes, he would always have somebody famous on his show. The famous people, I think one time Michael Jackson or the Jackson 5 were on there too. So the main one that I can remember is the Beatles.
And I think that is one of the more famous ones because, if I'm not mistaken, that ushered in Beatlemania here in America.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a second and watch this one and tell me what you think.
Oh my God. That was a real popular one too. Golly, these bring back in the day. That reminds me of my cousin.
Good memories.
Mm-hmm.
Something I don't understand, whenever y'all first saw them on TV,
Yeah. How
did y'all know they were going to be on there? Was it something that was posted in the TV guide, or they would have commercials for it?
Yeah, I think it was posted in TV guide. I don't remember because, like I said, that was back in the 64 era. I wasn't quite 10 yet. I think I was 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were a bit younger, but you do remember it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they had those little chili bowl haircuts.
That's what y'all called them, chili bowl haircuts. Chili. You were also telling me that day we went to go get the car from the mechanic, a story about your cousin, who, if I'm not mistaken, got to go see the Beatles when they came to Texas.
Yeah, they came to Dallas, and they were going to stay at the Cabana Hotel, which is now a correctional facility, like a jail.
It's not a hotel anymore?
No. It's off of Continental and 35, but back then it was a hotel. It was a Cabana Hotel. And my cousin went with her friends, and they were in the lobby, and they actually saw them come in because that's where they were going to stay. And my cousin, where they stepped on the carpet, she pulled some of the carpet out, because she put it in her scrapbook, and I think all her friends were doing the same.
Really? She had the fibers from the carpet and she kept them because they walked on it?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
She was she loved the Beatles. I think a lot of the friends of hers loved them too, so.
This is an older cousin of yours?
Yeah, actually, I think she's like about, oh my gosh, how old is my cousin? She has to be at least 75.
That hotel you're talking about, 35 and Continental, is that loose there? Is that the big jail now?
No, actually, it's I think it's a jail, but it's not like the Lou Sterrett jail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's separate from that, but it's part of Dallas County.
Maybe we can take a trip there one day and mm-hmm. you can point it out to me.
I sure can, because I remember that's where she went and she was telling us all the stories.
Do you remember in those days, did she have their records? Did she have pictures of them up on her wall?
Yes. On her dresser, she had a dresser that had like a three-fold mirrors, and she posted all her pictures that she would, you know, cut out from magazines and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And she had a scrapbook.
What were some of your favorite songs? Do you remember them?
I Want to Hold Your Hand, Hard Day's Night.
Did you like them whenever they grew their hair out longer and their music changed?
Yeah, I still liked them because when Paul McCartney went on his own with his wife, Linda McCartney, they had the Wings. Oh, gosh, can't remember now. But they had some good music, too.
I have one more interesting thing to show you. You mm-hmm. may have seen this on the news.
Okay.
Were they talking about the Beatles Now and Then? Have you heard anything about this?
No, I don't remember this one.
That's the thing. You wouldn't remember this one because it's brand new. It came out in November of this year.
Oh, okay.
And what it is Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, the remaining Beatles, mm-hmm. they had half a song written with John Lennon and George Harrison. And so they took the music that they had already recorded and they finished making a song. And this is now considered the official last Beatles song to ever come out. Have you heard it?
No, I never have.
So let's take a listen to it and tell me what you think.
That's kind of sad. God, that's a good one.
Fantastic.
I like that Now and Then. It's kind of sad because it reminisces them back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And now John and George are no longer here.
I don't know about John, but I know George's son plays the guitar just like his dad did.
That's what I was wondering who that was. It looked just like him.
I think it actually was them. They just, they overlaid it the way they would do like a movie or something.
That is cool. I like it. I wonder if my brother's seen that, because he's really into the Beatles.
So, being a little bit younger and being born in the 90s, my first time I ever heard about the Beatles was on The Simpsons. Did you ever see them on The Simpsons?
No.
This was Paul and Linda. They were both on there.
Wow, Paul McCartney. I read about you in history class. But where's your wife, Linda?
Right here, Lisa. Whenever we're in Springfield, we like to hang out in Apu's garden in the shade.
We met him in India years ago, Jim.
Yeah, that's the first time I'd ever seen him. I didn't know who they were. They've had several appearances on there. Ringo Starr was on one.
Hello, what's this? From Springfield, USA.
Hello, what's this? It's for you, Marge, from merry old England.
From the desk of Ringo Starr.
Dear Marge, thanks for the fab painting of yours truly. I hung it on me wall. You're quite an artist. In answer to your question, yes, we do have hamburgers and fries in England, but we call French fries chips. Mm. Love, Ringo. P.S.
She was a painter, and she painted him a picture when she was a little girl, and it just takes him so long to get through all his fan mail that he didn't get to her until 20 years later.
Golly.
Did you ever have any of their music on cassette tape or 8-track?
No.
Did you guys have cassette tapes and 8-tracks growing up or no?
It wasn't till I was in high school that I remember actually 8-tracks. Because I had on my 1976 Chevy Nova, it had an 8-track built in. So I'd buy a lot of 8-tracks, but nothing by the Beatles, though.
You remember we were talking about the cost of records. Was an 8-track cheaper than a record or more expensive? Do you remember?
I don't remember about the 8-tracks. And I can't even tell you how much the, you know, like 45s and the 33 vinyl spins were. But I do know that the vinyl spins, the 33s, didn't cost like what they sell now.
Right.
Because I wouldn't have been able to afford it because I didn't work, but I did get allowance from my mom and dad. So
okay,
that's how I would get my albums until I got older and worked. I'd buy them, but I still can't remember. Guess I got to Google it and find out.
What's your favorite album you ever bought?
my favorite. It was, well, I had a lot of them, but my favorite one was the Isley Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah, I like them. I think I like more to hear the music because I like to hear the instruments, the guitars, electric guitars and all that. I like that. And I like Earth, Wind, and Fire because they had all that brass in it. Who else did I like? I liked a bunch of other artists. Peter Frampton, one of them.
Okay.
And who else? Boss Skaggs. Chicago.
What about Chaka Khan?
Oh, gosh, she's the best. Yeah, I like Chaka Khan. I have her album, too. Chaka Khan.
That's right.
Yeah. Like that. I've got a bunch of albums that I just recently started playing on my record player. So I like all of them. I really didn't collect a lot of, well, actually, I never collected any Beatles albums. My brother did. He was a Beatle fan. And my cousin that liked the Beatles.
Right, the one that got the carpet mm-hmm. samples. Mm-hmm. That's so funny to me.
Yeah, she was my cousin Teresa. Yep, she was into all that.
Okie dokie. Well, I won't take up too much more of your time. We've already talked mm-hmm. a lot about the Beatles and that time they're on Ed Sullivan. I just think it's so cool that you were there to see it.
Yeah.
And now we know it, you know, that it was a very historic moment in culture and on TV.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we're able to see it again today, that it's not lost to history, that we can just look it up whenever we want.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny when things make comebacks. I never would have thought that people would be buying records ever again. But mm-hmm. you go to the store with me and we see them all the time that mm-hmm. you can get brand new records of brand new songs. Life just goes around in circles like that sometimes.
It sure does. It sure does.
Do you have anything more that you'd like to say about music? And especially, so you told us about that, but you haven't told us anything about yourself. Go ahead and tell the nice people who you are.
I'm Christine Sanchez Castillo. I was born in 1956 to my mom and dad, Domingo and Clemencia Sanchez. I grew up with my brother, Domingo. He was 2 years younger than I, and my sister, Elizabeth. She was 5 years. I was 5 years older than her. My younger brother, Joseph, which he is no longer here, we were 10 years apart. We lived in Dallas. We grew up between Haskell and Fitzhugh on a little street called Buena Vista. My dad was a barber. He worked in Oak Cliff. There I went to junior high school at Will. And I graduated from David W. Carter High School. Go Oak Cliff, Carter High School. So, yeah, I went there. But I worked for Lone Star Credit Union for about 40 years. And retired back in 2018.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Tell me one more thing before you go. Do you remember some of your early concert experience and concert going days?
Yes. Actually, me and my best friend, Debbie, we would go a lot to George Strait. We saw him in concert. We also saw, believe this, we saw, oh my gosh, what is his name? Oh my God, I went blank. I'm so sorry, but it'll come to me soon. Neil Diamond was another one I've seen twice.
Where were these concerts at? In Dallas?
Yeah, they were in Dallas.
At the stadium?
We are in downtown Dallas. It's not there anymore.
Which one?
That's where the Mavericks used to play. Oh my gosh.
The old American Airlines Center?
No, it wasn't American Airlines. Darn, I can't even think of it because they knocked it down, but everybody would go to concerts there.
The Reunion Arena.
Yes, the Reunion Arena. Yeah. So that one got knocked down, but that's the majority of the ones that I would see. Barry Manilow. I saw him too.
Okay.
Yeah, I did see Barry Manilow, and I think that was it. I saw all of them. I think I've seen him twice in concert.
Were any of these in Deep Ellum or at the Bronco Bowl?
No. The Bronco Bowl. Yes. I seen at the Bronco Bowl because I got invited by my sister-in-law, Sylvia, who went to go see Wham.
You saw Wham with George Michael?
Yes, with George Michael.
How was that?
Oh, that was good. There was a lot of people that went to that. Me and Sylvia got to see him like really up close because she got seats to show him, you know, for us to see him rather. So yeah, he was real up close and personal. Man, that was a good concert.
I heard that you saw Prince as well.
Oh, yes, I did. But I didn't see him in concert. Me and my friend Debbie went to a club in Dallas called Monopoly. And he appeared. He came through the dance and he went across and he was dressed in that little red Corvette outfit that he would wear.
So you didn't see him in concert. You just saw him out and about in the town?
Yeah, he just came.
In the clubbing days?
Yeah, in the clubbing days. He just came. I don't know if he was appearing in a concert somewhere else, but he appeared at Monopoly's. Monopoly's is not there anymore. It was off of Central and Northwest Highway.
And how was that? Y'all couldn't believe yourselves?
Yeah, because he passed. I mean, it was like he was right in front of us. He passed us. And we looked at each other and we saw, oh my gosh, that's Prince. So we saw him pass through. So.
And you're sure it was Prince, not just some other little guy?
No. It was Prince. It was Prince because they told us.
Wow.
Afterwards, I guess the owners made like an announcement that Prince was in town and he just happened to pass by.
Wow.
To visit the club. I don't know if he knew anybody in the club, the owners, but he was there. And that was real exciting.
Well, thank you for sitting down and talking to me today, Miss Christine. This was a lot of fun.
You're quite welcome. It was my pleasure.
Yes, ma'am. We'll have to do this again one day. You can show me some more of your records. I'd love that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.